Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg going up to only 21 degrees today. Pretoria high of 22. Polokwane 18.
The accident in Bedford View on the N3 northbound before the Galulis interchange. We're currently dealing with an hour and 45 minute delay. 7 o'clock this morning. And in Benoni on the N12 westbound, that collision before Atlas Road also causing queuing traffic. We're currently dealing with an hour and 15 minutes delay.
In your sport, Cricket South Africa have announced the Proteas women's squads for the upcoming series against England. And Premier League referee David Coote has been suspended after a video showing him making derogatory comments about Jurgen Klopp was circulated.
We start in Tshwane, where the emergency line is still giving problems.
It's got a technical problem. Apparently there was a fiber that was broken, so it's working intermittently.
Tshwane Emergency Services spokesperson Lindsay Nguni says in the meantime, their teams are also keeping an eye on hotspot areas amid the warning of heavy downpours and possible flash floods. Motorists are urged to slow down and avoid low water bridges. There already are a number of accidents in especially the Gauteng area, and Felicity will have more about that in a traffic. While the rain falls, it's not directly into the taps. In the north of Tshwane, problems at the Temba water treatment plant. Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashego says due to technical issues, water is not being pumped at the plant and the reservoir levels have dropped. If this continues, it's expected that the reservoir may be dry by noon today, affecting areas like Hammanskraal.
The filters cannot be backwashed, which caused clogging, resulting in an overflow. The city has enlisted the services of a specialist.
In Johannesburg, the focus has now shifted to fixing water leaks and expanding the maintenance of the city's water network. Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majandina told the media yesterday this is on top of the urgent measures to be rolled out from Thursday, when water will be throttled overnight to allow reservoirs and water towers to stabilize.
At the moment, we are still on restriction level 1. We wish to apologize to all residents of the city of Johannesburg that they've been subjected to disruptions and they were unable to access water. We do believe that water as a human right must be accessed at all times.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. The South African Jewish Board of Deputies says it's hopeful that the Government of National Unity will change South Africa's position in the Israel-Gaza conflict. The board celebrated its 120 years since its establishment in Johannesburg yesterday. Board President Zev Krengel says instead of taking Israel to the International Court of Justice, South Africa should be a mediator.
We're hoping that there will be a start for more tolerance, acceptance, and for South Africa to take the role it was always meant to be, as a peacemaker and not an aggressor.
And while we enter the day with various levels of weather warnings in Baku in Azerbaijan, world leaders are gathering for the COP29 summit. The Presidential Climate Commission has joined South Africa's delegation led by Minister Dion George. The summit will focus on ambitious climate finance targets and operationalizing the Loss and Damage Fund. And in Australia, a biologist believes she's found an innovative way for surfers to safely share the ocean with sharks. The research now shows that surfboards that are covered in bright lights may actually deter great white sharks and not attract them. Apparently it's because the lights distort the silhouette of the seal-shaped surfboard on the ocean surface, making it appear less appetizing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm also thinking that. And I can see myself swimming with Christmas lights around me. Making myself appear less appetizing.
Even me.
Yes.
At this stage, I feel unappetizing.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I just do. I don't know.
Huh?
I'm not I've been working on my winter body.
Right.
For, you know, this year.
You're a snack, though.
Over the course of the year.
Both of you. You're both a snack.
It's winter today. Felicity, so I'm thankful for that because it's cold.
Felicity put myself and Claula into those categories.
Yeah.
You know, when they have to try and make a